JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Broadcasting Commission wins Gold Muse Awards. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Ladies, are you between the ages of 18 to 25? Poised, talented, and culturally aware? Then sign up now for your chance to be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Submit your entries by Monday, April 16, 2018. Win over $1 million in cash and prizes. Represent your parish and help build Jamaica. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or social media pages or any JCDC parish office. You could be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Enter now. Enter now.
Whether it's the news, or favorite TV show, or a movie, when we sit to watch television, very little thought goes into the amount of time and effort spent to produce the media content we enjoy on the screen. The Muse Creative Awards, however, is one of the entities that exists to recognize and reward said efforts in photography, audio, advertising, and publication, and a host of other categories. This year, Jamaica walked away with awards for 2 television ads in this year's Muse competition, which included entries from 37 countries. See if you can identify this award-winning ad.
In one man shove him brother in a one mango tree for one dumpling and him pop up. The victim, Pinchy, is from St. Thomas and he is in critical condition. Cookie in a ear, then mash up Pinchy for one dumpling.
It's the Broadcasting Commission of Jamaica, BCJ's popular Pinchy Dead advertisement that warns against fake news. The commercial features Jamaican recording artist and social media sensation Bella Blair playing several characters, including a newscaster, a gullible consumer, and her friend who gets their stories twisted after a fake news story about another character, Pinchy, who is never seen throughout the ad. The second Gold Muse went to the BCJ's Ordinary People, which warns parents to be more aware of their children's internet surfing and social media habits.
You would always take the time to give them parental guidance. That day is today.
The Muse Creative Awards is an international competition for creative professionals who design, write, and produce for the media and communication landscape, whether traditionally or electronically. This year's jury panel included 46 judges from 20 countries. Other Muse winners included a TV ad by telecoms company Optus, featuring Usain Bolt. According to the last Vision 2030 progress report in the area of energy, Jamaica has seen improvements, which means we are on our way to realizing Outcome 10, energy security and safety. Visit vision2030.gov.jm, go to the Vision 2030 Facebook page, or call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 960-9339 to learn more.
Stopping on the toll road can be extremely dangerous. Do not stop unless for emergencies or when ordered to do so, and stop only on the hard shoulder. Do not let off or pick up any person along the roadway. Never walk onto the toll road. Pedestrians are not allowed on the highway. A message from the Toll Authority of Jamaica.
On our community notice board, Andrews Memorial Hospital Laboratory, in collaboration with the National Blood Transfusion Service, will host a blood drive on Tuesday, April 24, on the Andrews Memorial Seventh-day Adventist Church grounds at 27 Hope Road, Kingston 10. The day's activities will run from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Free HIV and syphilis testing and counseling will also be offered. And before we go, April is Autism Awareness Month, and the JIS is shedding light on autism by sharing tidbits on the condition. Here's an autism fact. Research shows that about 1% of the world's population has Autism Spectrum Disorder, or ASD. However, between 2002 and 2010, the prevalence of ASD has increased by 6 to 15% each year. Autism facts are brought to you by the JIS. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.